Now, moving on, Palestinians plan to lodge their first complaint against Israel at the International Criminal Court over its war crimes. A senior Palestinian official, Mohammed Shataya, says the complaint will be filed at the ICC on April the 1st. It will contain Israeli crimes against Palestinians during its summer war on Gaza, as well as its settlement activities in the occupied territories. The Palestinian Unity Government formally joined the ICC in January and set up a committee tasked with overseeing the complaints against Israel. Tel Aviv opposed the Palestinians' membership at the ICC and also said that it would not allow its soldiers to stand trial at the court over the charges. Joining us now is Edward Corrigan. He's an international and human rights lawyer, and he joins us via Skype from Ontario. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, as a human rights and international lawyer, what does this first complaint basically mean for bringing Israel and making it accountable to the crimes it has committed against the Palestinian people?
Well, it's a very important step. A number of years ago, the Palestinians made a complaint about Israel, but the court said that it didn't have jurisdiction because Palestine was not considered a state. But several years ago, the United Nations upgraded the status of Palestine to state status, even though it's not a full member of the UN. But because it's now regarded as a state, the head of the United Nations has said that the Palestine does have the right to present a complaint at the International Criminal Court. The United States is opposed that. The Israelis are actually launching a campaign to try to defund the International Criminal Court, and we're saying that Palestine shouldn't have that right. But because it's a state, the Secretary General of the UN has said that Palestine can move forward with a complaint. There are a number of very good reasons under the Fourth Geneva Convention. It is illegal to move settlers or settlements into occupied territory. It's also illegal to confiscate land, which clearly Israel has violated that. In fact, in 1967, the Israeli Attorney General said that any settlements built on Palestinian land would in fact be a violation of international law, and specifically the 1949 Geneva Convention. This is very, very important. Even when you have the Israeli Attorney General saying that, it's a very, very strong case, and it's very clear. The International Court has also deemed that the wall was illegal, and that Israel had broken the law. And so there's a very, very powerful precedent there from the decision with the wall a number of years ago. I think it was in 2004. And that was almost a unanimous decision. There was one dissent on part of it, but it did clearly indicate that the West Bank was occupied territory, therefore fell under the 1949 Geneva Convention. There's an organization of lawyers in the United States that's presented a brief indicating that Israel, in fact, did launch an attack on Gaza without proper recourse. In fact, that it was Israel that broke the truce, not Hamas. And the brief has been sent in by James Lee to the International Court, which is a very good document.
Indeed. Mr. Corrigan, obviously nobody's denying right now the atrocities that Israel has committed. And also, I'm glad you bring up the wall, because as you've just mentioned, the International Court of Justice ruled it against the Israeli construction of the wall. However, Israel is continuing with the walls. Israel is continuing with its settlement buildings. And Israel is continuing its siege on Gaza. So my question to you is, can the ICC deliver the justice that Palestine needs?
Well, by itself, it has no power to enforce laws or a judgment against Israel. However, it is the supreme court on the planet with regard to dealing with war crimes, also dealing with issues like building illegal settlements. And that'll put a tremendous amount of pressure on European states to put some teeth into their own sanctions against Israel. There's been strong talk from many European states about recognizing the state of Palestine. Also with regard to limiting any products coming from the settlement. So this will strengthen that argument in a very, very great deal. And it's, of course, in the court of public opinion, it'll send a very, very powerful signal. And of course, even in Israel, the courts even have made reference to the International Court of Judgment's decision in the wall. And when you have the highest court in the world condemning Israel for violation of war crimes, for illegal settlements, that Israel has said that the Hamas and the PLO are also guilty of war crimes. And yes, there's no doubt some actions that the Palestinians have taken, or Hamas, that can be criticized. But when you look at it objectively, in fact, Hamas did not send fire missiles at Israel at all. There was a few other rogue Palestinian organizations that were trying to disrupt things in it, but not Hamas. And then if you look at James Lee's report, it's based upon Israeli sources, which confirms that Hamas did not launch missiles. In fact, it was Israel that broke and launched the massive attack. And, right. You know, even punishing Palestinians in a collective manner, which, of course, also is illegal.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer, joining us from Ontario via Skype. And Mr. Corrigan, it's always a pleasure to talk to you here on Press TV.